Welcome to The Ticket, the premier podcast for all things related to customer service, proudly presented by Intercom. Today, we're delving into the world of knowledge management in customer service. As anyone in the space can tell you, keeping on top of all the relevant information and help documentation about your product was always important. But it's becoming increasingly pivotal as we move to a world of AI-powered support. Discussing the topic today is two of Intercom's finest, Ruth O'Brien, our Director of Automated and Proactive Support, and Bobby Stapleton, our Director of Human Support. They explore the significant evolution of knowledge management in the era of AI and why it has become crucial for both enhancing chatbot efficiency and elevating the customer experience. They also share their first-hand experiences of overcoming the challenges of maintaining a dynamic knowledge base and the strategies that have proven effective in ensuring content remains relevant and valuable. And if you're a product enthusiast, don't miss our sister podcast, Intercom on Product, for the latest on product design and development. Check out the links in our show notes or visit inter.com/product podcast to learn more. Now, without further ado, let's join Ruth and Bobby.
Hi, Ruth. Welcome to the Ticket Podcast. It's great to chat with you today. And today we're going to be talking about knowledge management and AI-driven customer service. Good to have you.
Thanks. Yeah, topic close to my heart.
Jumping right in then, you know, how has the role of knowledge management evolved with the advent of AI in customer service? And why is it now more critical than ever for ensuring chatbot efficiency and a good customer experience?
Knowledge management has been a thing for customer support for a long time, right? Most companies will have some sort of help center if they have online support. But anytime that I ask support leaders, you know, how much have you been able to prioritize your help center over the years? Most of them say what we used to say ourselves, which was it was really hard to set aside the time to have folks make sure that the help center is kept up to date, that all the new information is going in there on time, all the typos have been corrected or the out-of-date screenshots, all that stuff, right? Most teams are so underwater with their queues that they don't have the space and time to dedicate, let alone a full headcount, but often, you know, some folks from the team getting in there and doing these updates. And I know that you know this, right? Before the advent of AI in the chatbot world, we did have a help center manager because our product was so huge that we realized that it wasn't going to be enough for us to have the team kind of dipping in there every now and again. We were, you know, blessed to have a help center manager even before Finn came along. But one person wasn't enough to keep our giant help center up to date. And we knew that we were lagging behind a little bit in terms of making sure that the help center was, you know, really the best that it could be. However, when Finn came along, it was our forcing function, right? Because as Intercom's first customer, our own support team had to make sure that we were showing it off to the best of its capabilities. And that meant that we had to decide to down tools, even though we had a big queue for some folks, and get in there and help our help center manager get the help center, you know, properly up to date, audited, make sure that everything that we need was in there so that Finn could be successful. And even just that point that, like, we needed to make sure that we were showing off Finn to its best capability shows how important our knowledge base or our help center really is in feeding the beast, as our boss Declan would say, feeding the AI beast.
It's so true. And like, I think about two things. I think back to when we launched Finn, and knowledge management quickly became a responsibility for everybody. Like, I think about you wrangling all of our product engineers to go through and help update the articles and get as much content there as possible. I feel like that's such a great story to showcase how critical this is for the whole company. And like, really then for us as support leaders, like, this is no longer just this is a to-do, like, I know I should invest here, we should spend time here, but it's like a front and center priority. So it's a really great perspective. On that note of like feeding the beast, yeah, our boss Declan's always talking about that like, it's like cool that we did all that work a year ago, but like, how are we now like maintaining it and keeping like feeding the beast and keeping that cycle going? So can you discuss the importance of quality and structured knowledge and training AI chatbots in order, any like strategies that you can share to make sure that we're keeping up that quality?
One thing is, you know, like every new update to your product or your service, you need to make sure that you're super on top of getting that into the help center before the product goes live or before the feature goes live, whatever it is, whatever service it is that you sell. For us, it's making sure that any changes to our own product Intercom is ready to rock in our help center just as we go live, so that the minute customers start asking questions about it, that Finn is enabled and empowered to answer there, right? So the kind of, we call it new product introduction, right? That covers like new features or UI changes, anything new that's coming up. But then there's also the stuff that, you know, hasn't been updated in a while. So our help center manager works with a group of teammates on our wider customer support frontline team to make sure that anything that's like stale, I think we put like a 3-month tag on it, that if anything hasn't been updated in the last 3 months, that they go in and they take a look to make sure that it's still accurate and up to date. And as you mentioned before, knowledge management is becoming more and more like the whole company's responsibility, because we really want Finn to be successful. And I would encourage that anybody who's using Finn thinks of it that way as well, that it's like everybody's responsibility if they see out of date content or think something that else should be in there that isn't, that they're flagging that somehow. And at Intercom, how we do that is we use back office tickets. So we have the wider company empowered and enabled to make suggestions if they see something that's out of date, they see a typo, whatever it is, an addition that needs to be made, that they're able to send that ticket and they're given an SLA for when the update that they suggested is actually going to be put through. So there's a whole bunch of things here around like empowering your teammates to be able to make suggestions, making sure you're keeping up to date with all the new stuff that's happening in your company that you need your customers to know about, you need Finn to be empowered with. And also that you're just doing the kind of probably the most boring of it all, which is reading through things that haven't been updated in a while to make sure they're still up to date.
That 3-month tag is helpful advice for our listeners. You mentioned, like, I think to the old world, when we thought about quality for articles, I think we thought about like typos and we thought about like, are we following the tone? Is it easy to read? Are there anything that you and Beth Ann, our help center manager, is there anything about like in this new world, is there any like new North Star for quality, like one or two things that you're like, this has to be there for this to be like a success?
Yeah, just in terms of like the help center is still a help center that people will go and to them themselves, even if they're not using the chatbot. So you still need to maintain a layout and a structure that makes sense to somebody who just lands on the page, right? So for us, we still use our help center for, say, like outbound messaging for folks who are just after signing up and we want to take them through those guides. We use it in various parts of our product. Like if we send a tooltip, we might link out to it, or in product tours, we might link out to it. So one thing that we always need to remember is that the help center serves two purposes. Probably now to us, the most important purpose is that Finn can use it to help our customers when they ask questions in our messenger. But it is still a place that the rest of the company use to send articles to customers for various different scenarios. And also, I still do this sometimes where you just Google something, right? You just Google the answer to something. And we still have customers who are doing that come across our help center and they get in there and start moving around, you know, going through the different collections. And that needs to be laid out so that humans can still understand like where they need to go while the bot can still use the content in there as well. So I would just say it's really important to make sure that you're structuring your help center in such a way that it's like optimized for both, right? It's optimized for humans to be able to find their way around, and that the language in there is consistent and clear so that Finn is enabled to use it well also.
One thing I know has been on our one-on-one to talk about is like finding this balance of investing in knowledge management. And there is this compounding impact of like the more we invest in knowledge management, there it does translate to some tangible benefits for the human support team as well as for customers over time. We'd love to hear from you, like how are you thinking about that? Like, how do we think about investing in that like continuous loop, knowing that it might take some resources, but that it can have positive impacts for everybody on the back end?
Yeah, so this is often a conversation that we have, and like sometimes we will get to it on a recurring basis. Sometimes we'll kick the can a little bit, depending on how well things are going with our frontline SLAs and then the knowledge management buildup that might happen. So for anybody who's listening, for context, I oversee like our knowledge management and Finn success rates, and Bobby oversees our human SLA success rates. So there, when I need to be asking for human time to help our help center manager keep everything up to date, there's always a conversation about like, well, what's the return on investment? How important is it that we take, say, this person out of the queue for a day or a week or whatever it is to maintain a whole bunch of updates, right? So it is like, it's a challenge to really, really pinpoint exactly, you know, if you make X change to your help center, how do you see, you know, Y results over, like, you know, over time? I think the results for us anyway have spoken for themselves, right? We moved from Resolution Bot, which is our old bot product, to Finn, and our resolution rates absolutely skyrocketed. But that didn't come from nowhere, right? Finn is an amazing product. We already had a good help center, But then we invested a lot into making it great. And then week on week, month on month, we saw that resolution rate ticking up and up. And the thing with an ever evolving product like Intercom is that we can't just say, right, we've updated everything now and we're just going to leave it there for 3 months. Because the product is continuously changing, if we just left the help center as it is, Finn would start to answer questions incorrectly because it's not getting the new, most up-to-date information from our team feeding the AI beast constantly, right? So that's, I know, a conversation that we regularly have about how to, you know, decide where it is that you're going to spend your resources. You have a super busy queue, right? And some weeks that means that you need to pause some of the less critical updates into the help center. And then other times you're like, right, a buildup is after happening with all this knowledge management that we need to do. So we need to just take the hit sometimes on some SLAs, power the AI beast, and then over time, the AI beast should hopefully answer more questions than a human could in that time.
Yeah, and you know, I know we're still trying to figure this out. Hopefully everybody else is too, is like figuring out how much time, like when a human's working on a conversation on a ticket, like how much of that handling time is going to go up because they're then taking the couple minutes to submit a snippet or taking the couple minutes to flag, hey, I came across that this article was out of date. And so while we haven't made explicit like human KPIs for that, like we have lowered the amount of workload that we expect from each person. We know that the handling time has gone up because we are asking them to do some of that extra work on each of the case, but knowing that it has this, like you mentioned, that compounding impact down the road. And so I'm excited for us to figure out, like, is that good enough? Do we need something more structured, like when it comes to finding that balance? But I think it's great that we're at least like aligned and like know that that's needed.
Yeah, exactly. It's that flywheel effect, right? You know, that we want the humans to be able to make the suggestions, whether it be through tickets or snippet suggestions is another way that we've worked with this too. Yeah, where they're empowered to try and, I keep calling it the AI beast. I'm after getting into the habit now. I wonder, is Intercom okay with me calling Finn the AI beast constantly? But it's been a beast for us in a positive way. Yeah, but it you know, when you try to calculate, you know, we had Beth Ann, our help center manager, do this, right? It was like, average out how much time it takes for somebody to, you know, make the suggestion, check if it's correct, submit it, how many times they do that on various different conversations, and then try and tie that to how many times has Finn then used that content to help the customer, right? It's actually, it's difficult for like the minor changes to be able to tie them back to each other. But something that I always come back to is on the average handling time piece that you mentioned, is something Declan is constantly saying to us and is so true, right? That you can't compare like to like a conversation that Finn deals with very quickly and efficiently because it had the help center content and what now the humans are dealing with, because all of that like less complex stuff for the most part is being dealt with by Finn. You can't compare one Finn conversation to one human conversation now, because the human conversations are complex troubleshooting or maybe like an emotional conversation that the bots can't handle, and they take more time. Even if someone, a human, has like a lot of the answers up front, like actually massaging out that conversation and making sure the customer has a great experience, that's a totally different amount of time or average handling time than Finn being like, boom, answered, there you go, you know? So yeah, like that is really on my mind about how for us, and I've been speaking to some of our customers about this too, Finn combo, human combo, not like for like. And then while your team will be more efficient overall with Finn as one of your teammates and how many conversations you can get through, how many more do get an instant response with Finn? The reality is that you can't just be like, well, my humans are going to get through more now as well, because they're dealing with more complex stuff, right? So it's just going to take them that bit longer. So I would just urge anyone who's listening, if you're thinking about how to set your KPIs for your human teammates, think about like those productivity metrics around like how many conversations or tickets or whatever it is someone can do. If all of the stuff, like the kind of quick wins, if they're gone now, that means that total productivity for a human might actually be taken down, and the amount of time that they need to spend on each body of work with the customer might go up.
Yeah, love that.
Just before we continue with today's episode, I wanted to let you know about Offscript. It's a new series of candid conversations with Intercom leadership all about the extraordinary AI-driven transformation we're currently experiencing. Episode 1 is on our YouTube channel right now. Here's a teaser of what you can expect.
I don't want to come across as overly dramatic, but for every single tech company, this is an adapt or die moment.
It's inevitable that all businesses are going to go AI first. It's just a matter of time.
In this post-AI world, new companies will rise, old companies will fall. Of course, some of these new companies will flame out, some old companies will pivot successfully too.
I don't think any of us could see a world where this wasn't going to be one of the biggest changes in the customer service landscape ever.
The world we care about is customer service, and it's so patently obvious that the old way will be quickly obsolete. We're racing hard to build a future which will result in better experiences and results for customers and businesses too.
It's not just a product change, it's a mindset change.
Let's make space to talk about all of this. We have so much we want to share. We want to explore these ideas in the open. We want to provoke new ones in you. We want to learn from your reaction.
You just click the kind of like big stupid go button, right? And see what happens.
Welcome to Offscript.
That's all to come on Offscript. The first episode is out now. You can watch it on Intercom's YouTube channel, and we'll bring you audio versions of the episodes right here. Now, back to today's episode.
You know, we've talked a little bit about, using your human support team to update quality. You previously mentioned the 3-month tag. Like, what other methods and tools does Intercom use to identify gaps in knowledge base and ensure that all the customer questions are getting addressed, and especially like the new needs are coming from customers?
Yeah, and just on that 3-month tag piece, like, that's different for everybody, right? We say it's a bit finger in the air for us. We were like, 3 months sounds like it's not too old, right? Unless it's been flagged by somebody else that it's out of date. For some folks who, like, they might have a more static product or service that isn't constantly changing, maybe 6 months is okay. For other folks who have constant change, you might want to do it every month. Just always know that when you have this kind of constant audit cadence, it takes more time, right? So you need to kind of see where you can make your trade-offs in terms of ensuring your content is up to date, but not always having folks there like reading articles that are like, they're definitely fine, you know? So trying to figure out the timing, I would say that's kind of on each support leader to decide what that is for their own team and their own product. And now I forget your question. What was the actual question you asked me?
Oh, yeah, like, what other tools or processes do we use to make sure that we're keeping everything up to date?
Perfect. Okay, so I went off on one there about the timeline for every time you should do an audit. So what tools do we use to make sure things are kept up to date? As I mentioned, we have the wider team, and this isn't just like support teammates. It's folks in sales, marketing, R&D. They can submit back office tickets within Intercom, our own product, to make suggestions or if they see something that's out of date. And then in terms of like more Intercom functionality, we have reports that will show us the conversations that Finn couldn't answer. And our conversation designer, who's also on my team, shout out to Fred, digs into those, like, you know, Finn unanswered questions. So like looks through it and, you know, is like, right, is there somewhere here that Finn couldn't answer? Like, should that answer have been in the help center, or was it truly something that was too complex, like complex troubleshooting? Like, digs into why Finn couldn't answer, basically, right? And sometimes we do find that, yeah, this information could have been in the help center or it wasn't. So that goes into a ticket and then into the backlog of knowledge additions that need to happen.
And I'm excited to see this space continue to evolve. Like, I think back to a year ago where, again, yeah, it was all about the help center, or we were talking a little bit about like getting our dev docs into Finn. But now with the new invention of snippets, or like, who knows, like all like what other content that, like, if you have that baseline AI engine, there's probably gonna be so much that it can pull from and learn from to either surface like, hey, this needs to be updated, or this isn't in there. I feel like we're just getting started, and we'll probably look back on this time and be like, oh yeah, remember when we had to go through all the articles? Now that's just like one tiny piece of the puzzle.
That's it, yeah, because like even today, right, even with like so much AI functionality at our fingertips, and it's amazing in terms of the efficiencies it can have for the CS team, there's still manual work that's happening, and I'm really excited to see how much more of that is going to be automated over time. It'd be really cool to figure all that out. One thing I would say for like any listeners is thinking about your content beyond just your help center as well. If you have bodies of content in lots of different places, bear in mind that all those different places are all going to be needed to be kept up to date, right? So what I would encourage folks is that they consolidate where they keep content, customer facing content in particular, as much as possible to make sure that they don't have so many different places to always be auditing and making sure it is completely correct and up to date.
Yeah, last question, I guess, like looking forward, how do you see the role of AI in knowledge management and customer support evolving? And like, what steps is Intercom taking to stay ahead of this ever-changing landscape?
So the cool thing that I am getting excited about is the idea of internal content management. So how do we think about not just the customer-facing information that AI can use? What about all those internal resources, internal documents that your team needs to sift through constantly and search through constantly? So what is it that AI can do to help empower your team get through all those various documents or like whatever it is, or all those different tools that you need to go out to? And, you know, what's next in terms of being able to make the team more efficient in just being able to get the answer kind of quickly from AI? So that's a space that I'm excited about. Hopefully we might have some updates there soon.
Last question for you. What I'm excited about is like this idea of like proactive support and getting to a world where like a human pulls a conversation and the knowledge center articles like maybe already surfaced on the side, or like similar related GitHub issues are already suggested, like almost that like next best step process of proactive support. Like, where do you see that going and fitting into the experience?
Yeah, that's another thing with like every support leader says, you know, we want to be more proactive with our customers, but we're like firefighting so much with our queue or trying to, you know, update our content sources. We can't even think about being proactive yet, right? So as you know, we're starting to make more strides on our own team to try and be more proactive with our customers and be more consultative with our customers. So Finn is allowing us to have some more time and space for our team to actually spend, you know, properly spend time with customers and helping them with whatever problem it is that they're trying to solve, and not just trying, like, you know, power through the queue constantly. And part of that is that they're also trying to understand what features and functionality of our product the customer is using or not using, and being proactive, you know, while we have them, by saying, hey, I see you're not using X. Would you like me to help you get that set up? Like, that's one piece, which is like kind of manual proactivity, I suppose. But ideally, over time, AI is going to be able to, you know, feed that information to the customer themselves, right? Or with the team. What I would love to see is that, you know, they're dealing with a customer and they have all the information that they need about that customer, their past transactions, their sentiment about, you know, the last few things that have happened. If like, you know, if they're about to churn, or if an expansion opportunity is coming up, like everything that you just need, you might just need to know, right? And that's surfaced in this beautifully packaged way, so they can tailor the experience for the customer. And I'd say like we're not quite there yet with being able to have that. We still need to look in a bunch of different places. And it's like for a teammate, they kind of need to decide or remember to look in all these different places to get whatever information that they need. But if it's all like beautifully, you know, served up to them by AI in the future, hopefully that can really help them be more proactive and give a truly remarkable experience to customers.
Yeah, I'm just like envisioning that right side panel and this like blurred lines between like knowledge content coming from knowledge management and then like
context,
all the data coming from customer context, and having that all together for people just to jump in. That's where we're heading. So it's going to be cool stuff.
Yeah, can't wait to see it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Ruth. It was great chatting. I look forward to having you back again soon.
Thanks, Bobby.
Ruth O'Brien and Bobby Stapleton there, providing us with a deep dive into the essential role of knowledge management in AI-driven customer service. For more enlightening conversations on the latest trends, strategies, and innovations in customer service, make sure you're following The Ticket on your preferred podcast platform. And remember to sign up for The Ticket newsletter at intercom.com/blog/newsletter for bi-weekly insights into the world of customer service. Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Ticket.